So, we need a break. And we're getting one on Monday. Everyone in the contiguous 48 states will have a chance to see a partial eclipse of the sun, weather permitting. For a total eclipse, you need to be within 70 miles of the path of totality, which stretches from Oregon to South Carolina. Hopkinsville, Kentucky is squarely in that path. In fact, scientists say it's at the point of greatest eclipse, which means the moon will be at its closest point to the Earth. People there will experience the longest stretch of darkness and the best view of the solar corona. So Hopkinsville is preparing for 100,000 people to descend on it. Businesses are hoping to profit. Roxanne Scott from Here and Now contributor WFPL reports.
The open-air Casey Jones Distillery in Hopkinsville has a distinctive aroma as soon as you enter.
You're smelling corn mash that we make our moonshine with.
That's Peg Hayes.
I'm a factotum, which means I do everything.
She works here with her husband, Arlen Casey Jones, the master distiller. And for the past decade, Hayes has been thinking about how to capitalize on being smack in the middle of the path of totality for the solar eclipse. From August 18 through 21, the distillery will host thousands of people for eclipse-related events. And Hayes says she has a special cut of moonshine just for the occasion.
Well, a couple of years ago, we trademarked Total Eclipse Moonshine, and we've been selling it now for about 2 years.
If that isn't gimmicky enough, Hayes says she also has a special release of Space Moonshine. For that, the distillery sent some of its corn mash to space. It didn't make it, but that didn't stop Hayes.
It's easy to drink, it's very smooth, and when you add the space component to it, it's out of this world.
Before being rechristened Eclipseville, Hopkinsville's claim to fame was that it's the world's largest producers of bowling balls. The town makes more than 500,000 bowling balls per year. This agricultural area is not immune to supernatural events. 5 miles north in Kelly, Kentucky, on the same day as the eclipse, but in 1955, a family claimed that aliens attacked their home. The event eventually became inspiration for the 1982 movie E.T.
E.T. phone home?
E.T. phone home.
And this August 21, for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, the moon will block out the sun in the sky above Hopkinsville.
If you were to take a dowel rod and stick it through the sun and through the moon and pinpoint a place on the earth where everything lined up most perfectly, that is Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
That's Brooke Young, who was hired by the city of Hopkinsville to handle eclipse-related marketing and events. She also goes by the Queen of Darkness. And today, after talking with me, she has a meeting with NASA.
Today, they're kind of just scoping out, working with the electricity and the different cell signals and service that is out there.
On August 21, NASA will be in Hopkinsville to telecast the event. Young estimates the city will get 100,000 visitors, but it's hard to tell.
This isn't like the Derby or Super Bowl where people have to have a ticket to come. This is something where they can literally wake up in Louisville or Lexington or Cincinnati or anywhere across the drivable distances and jump in their car and drive down that day.
That means lots of logistics. The city has to make sure it has enough water, sunscreen, eclipse glasses, and porta potties to accommodate moon gazers. And businesses in the area want to profit off the eclipse economy. Take Juliana Carlisle, owner of Milkweed in downtown Hopkinsville. She sells soaps, oils, and teas.
Anything else that would help with wellness? We have fair trade items here.
She's also selling special gray eclipse t-shirts with an image of an eye and Hopkinsville's longitude and latitude. And while Carlisle is excited about the business prospects of the eclipse, she's a little nervous about the sudden influx of people, too.
Like, okay, there might be 50,000 people here. And then it was like, no, there's probably going to be 100,000 people here. As the numbers rise, I get a little bit more terrified and excited at the same time.
Earlier this year, Hopkinsville Mayor Carter Hendricks made a Facebook video to calm down fears and ask citizens to be eclipse ambassadors.
We're excited to be able to play host to what I'm referring to as a cosmic Super Bowl.
Asked if E.T. or other aliens will pay a visit during the totality, The mayor had this to say.
I don't know if they are, but if they do, I know that to see them, you're going to need to be in Hopkinsville in Christian County, Kentucky.
And he says you can't put a dollar amount on that kind of publicity.
By federal law, we cannot enter the gift shop.
Back at the Casey Jones Distillery, Peg Hayes tells me about another one of her specialty drinks.
We make Moonaritas, and we use margarita mix, peach, and 92-proof moonshine.
And after the years of preparation culminating on August 21, there's something she's looking forward to.
The group event of such an incredible celestial event. That communion of soul and spirit with the eclipse is the number one thing that I find so exciting.
But there is another thing.
The number two thing that I hope is I'm able to pay all my bills that we're making to make this thing happen.
For Here and Now, I'm Roxanne Scott.